Crowds turn out for Corbyn in rugby. Jeremy should condemn Blairite cuts and promise nationalisation. Clive Dunkley. Rugby Socialist Party. 350 people packed into Rugby's Indian Association on the 3rd of November to hear Jeremy Corbyn and the momentum-backed parliamentary candidate for rugby, Debbie Bannigan. Socialist Party members leafleting the crowd were warmly received. Many wanted to kick the Blairites out of Labour. One person asked whether I thought the Socialist Party would be allowed back into Labour. All 300 leaflets were taken, and several papers were sold. Corbyn and Bannigan rightly visited Threat NJ Energy Power Conversion Site in Rugby before attending the rally. But this 90-minute delay, as well as the hour-long queue to get in, didn't dampen the enthusiasm for Jeremy. Gen intends to cease manufacturing in Rugby, and 197 jobs are at risk. Corbyn declared, "Decades of manufacturing decline and 8 years of austerity have held Rugby back. Last week's budget did nothing to revive and renew our country's industry and towns like Rugby. Labour has a plan for a green jobs revolution, to dramatically expand renewable energy, and rebuild British industry. That's why we'll back the Swansea Tidal Lagoon, which will bring high-skilled jobs designing and producing turbines to Rugby. These remarks are welcome, but a serious strategy is needed to achieve such a revolution. Ultimately, you can't control what you don't own. Only real nationalisation, including of the big engineering companies, can safeguard jobs. Meetings in Tory marginals are necessary, and Corbyn couldn't be more correct that such towns are being held back by Tory austerity. But it's a shame that he has only chosen to visit the handful of Tory-run local authorities in the West Midlands, and avoid the numerous Labour-run towns and cities that have also seen sickening levels of austerity and attacks by Labour councils. A stark example of this is the Birmingham Home Care workers who were on strike on the same day against Birmingham Labour Council. If Jeremy Corbyn really wants the Labour Party to be for the many, not the few, he needs to also show support for heroic fighting workers like these.